A lot of Afrobeat artists are cancelling shows now in the UK, and it seems to be a trend that is slowly gaining momentum. Let's bring it back to Nigeria. It looks like show promoters are complaining that artists are charging crazy fees to bring them from wherever they are promoting Afrobeat to the world and bringing them to Nigeria to perform for shows. There's a recent revelation, I think, recent revelation saying someone, a Nigerian artist, is charging $1 million for a show in Lagos, Nigeria, which is, well, I hope I get Afrobeat money too, so I won't say what I feel. Where do I start? Where do we start? First off, let's talk about these artists and the kind of deals they've signed with the major record label, and what the deliverables are, and when, because obviously these record labels are going to spend insane amount of money in promoting their music and everything. So whatever it is that they want to go on to perform, maybe for a show in Nigeria or whatever, they just want to make their money, right? They want to recoup how much they've spent. Now, Nigeria is not the biggest place for Nigerian artists to make money, which is ironic, right? They can't make money from Nigeria because first of all, the economy is shit. They can't even sell enough tickets. Even at the amount they want to sell it, maybe they want to sell about 50k for one person, regular. How much are Nigerians making? Even though we like going to these shows, we like to put some sort of classism in within ourselves. That's a topic for another day. But then, so show promoters complaining about how much they are charging. I find it very ridiculous when you are charging to perform in a Nigerian show for a billion naira. Okay, so whoever this person is, except maybe Burna Boy, who I know is very good in terms of stage performance and in terms of how to perform as an artist, we have few artists who you are going to pay $1 billion for in terms of you, the show promoter and everything, and you are going to feel like, okay, yes, we did a very solid show. And when you charge $1 billion, how much at $1 billion, how much do you want the fans to pay to watch? So maybe you tell people to call to pay 70,000 naira for a show that, mind you, it will be billed for like 1 a.m 12 p.m is it 12? Let's just say 10 p.m you probably are going to show by 2 a.m and you leave by 4 a.m right? So all these things, when you put it into perspective, it seems like there's some sort of misunderstanding, and so many things are not even balanced. Afrobeat acts cancelling shows in abroad, in the UK and everywhere, because even the UK artists, even in the world in general, even when you look at hip hop, when you look at R&B, you look at the Nigerian American scene too, there's a lot of problem, except you are a top artist. People are having these issues too, because money hard to see, right? I'm seeing ridiculous figures of how much some of these Afrobeat artists are charging in Nigeria. Someone said Kizane was charging $45,000 to perform for a show in Nigeria, which is crazy. So you look at so I pay $45,000 to bring Kizane to a show. How much am I billing the people who, mind you, don't even have enough money, who, mind you, probably are students. In between them are students, and some are just like middle class or upper class people who end up coming to the show pressing their phones, right? And you need the young ones to, you pour water on my head, you pass the mic for me to sing along to a song that you recorded that could have easily listened to at home. So you see this ridiculous, I'm seeing Charlie Poppy getting allegedly billing 8 to 10 million naira for a show, which what's the name, shout out to this person, said even that figure is yesterday's price, and as you guys know, yesterday's price is not today's price. So you look at the international market. So let's even talk about international market and Afrobeat and the entire lifespan of it. How long do we think this Afrobeat movement will be the topmost thing that the international markets are going to ask for. It's not going to be forever. So in as much as you are trying to make your money in the international markets, how long will it be for? So your core audience, which were the Nigerian people in Nigeria, by the way, do you think if you put yourself in this kind of situation, do you think you'll be able to go back to these people when the international market is tired of the sound? And I can sense it now that some people are beginning to say, okay, this generic sound, we are tired of it already. But well, it's still big. Some DJ Academic said Afrobeat is creeping in on hip hop in America. But how long? What is the lifespan? What is the strategy behind when what strategy do you have when the whole hype wanes a bit? So you look at all these things. So you ask yourself questions. How do you balance it between your fan base at home? Of course, Nigeria is not bringing any money. But you look at how you are going to maintain this and also appeal to the international market. Let's even talk about star culture and the role of star culture in terms of sold out obsessions, right? So you have all the A-list artists, whenever they go to a show, they take a screenshot or a picture and they put sold out. So it becomes a thing where you flex on the other person. Now your standship, the people who are your follower, who are a big fan of your music, are going to take this and use it to push an agenda, claiming to be some sort of like bragging rights. So you make this larger than life impression. So now you can't create little shows, you can't create little venues, you can't even say let me do a 5k venue, a 3k venue in Nigeria. So when you get these 3k shows, your fans, the other fan base will say, oh, he's not making it again, he's not selling out. I saw a post last week where Burna was performing at a stadium. I don't know, it's probably one of those Scandinavian countries or maybe in the US, I'm not sure. But people were laughing at it, and I said this size of crowd is good enough. But because we've placed ourselves in a very funny pedestal where you think everybody wants to be at the top, you can't even say you want to do a tour in Nigeria. First off, this security system in Nigeria is shit. Transportation is a problem. Even moving equipment is madness, right? But people can strategically say, okay, I'm doing a campus tour, maybe university tour around Nigeria, which is very, very tedious, obviously. But the people who are your fan base are egging you on. You've put yourself in that shoe also, where before you do a show, you ask yourself, what will my fans say? What will my fans say? I remember one Davido O2 Arena show where he said the crowd was not enough, so he had to pay for an extra hour to the venue. I think O2, he paid a large sum to wait for one hour more so that more people will come in. There seems to be a madness with what the fan base has created, this old stand culture. It's incredible what they've done. They are also suffering not seeing their favorite in Nigeria to even start with, because what do you flex about your artist for? The shows he performed outside Nigeria, not even the shows he performed in Nigeria. Some of you have not even seen your favorite artist before, right? It feels like I'm ranting, but I'm just here to share what I feel, right? And you have, because the whole industry in itself is a problem. The Nigerian music industry, I'm not even saying Afrobeat, because Afrobeat is an agenda that Nigerians are trying to push. And it's funny because Nigerians in general are trying to push Afrobeat as an agenda. But the acts don't even want to come back to Nigeria to perform for their number one ambassadors. So it's a funny situation. So you see people in the media, the OAPs, they have their hot take saying, I saw Dotun saying, Dotun Cool FM also going on and on about how show promoters are on the bad side of the deal, also making some tweets, which for the most part I agree. But you also have those people in the OAP scene too who are on payola, right? On music rotations, how they charge incredible amount of money so you get to play an upcoming artist's music. So if we are not even on the path of, okay, so part of what I think could be a way forward. We need to encourage the new acts, because since these early starters feel these Nigerians can't give me the money, we probably should have a system where we blow up artists every 6 months. Top artists, I'm not saying random artists, right? So maybe it's a collective contribution from the fans, from the media, from the DJs also. Also, Nigerian DJs probably have a role to play with this unavailability of Nigerian stars to perform in Nigeria. Yes, no matter how funny that sounds. So probably maybe Nigerian DJs will get more gigs, they play shows, people will go to shows where DJ plays all this music and we have a good time, rather than telling us to pay crazy amount. Look at Afro Nation. The Afro Nation guys came up with this, blah, 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 did the design, and it probably played a part in them saying they are canceling Afrobeat, Afro Nation happening in Lagos, right? Because they probably look at how many people have paid and they've made their own calculation and saying, we are not going to sell out this thing and this thing is going to be at a loss. You even look at the insecurity issues, you look at every other thing, it's a tough business to even be in. So Nigerian DJs probably need to break more artists also. Maybe they play songs, it has to be a deliberate attempt from Nigerians. You look at the look at all the big artists now, they rarely stay here. Sometimes they stay here, they go to, what's it called, they go to Europe, they go to France, they go to America, they go to Jamaica. Nigerian artists are going everywhere now because the music is popping, right? So now, part of what I think is everybody needs to play a part. Sports talents, appreciate talents, support talents. And when you're a superstar, maybe after like 6 months, maybe you are not like an A-list artist, but you are like buzzing, proper buzzing. So like people bring you up for sure. We are not going to spend that crazy fee. We are probably thinking of bringing Davido or Wizkid or Burna 4, but we can use that amount to bring like 4-6 artists that are really, really buzzing in Nigeria. Probably that works. So every 6 months or maybe 8 months, we keep interchanging with these ones. So because it seems like those ones in America with a huge record deal, they have obligations to also bring in money. So when you are telling your record label you are going to Nigeria to perform for a show and they ask you how much they are paying you and you are saying 10 million, the record label probably looks at you and say, do you know how much we've spent, right? So in all of this, I hope there's a solution to it. And if there's no solution, guys, if there's Afrobeat gig that you guys think I can also be charging in dollars, because Nigerian artists are charging in dollars now, so if there's a way I can also charge in dollars, I think I'm ready for it. So ladies and gentlemen, here is what I think, and I hope Afro Dollar does not get better so I can make my own money.